97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
Everybody's favorite time. It's Beer 30. We got the guys from Sports Meets Beer with us. One on the phone, one secret location, and one in the studio. Brad, thanks for being here and showing up in person.
Thank you so much for having me. It's nice to be in this corner by myself with my own mic now. I feel important.
And Ben, welcome as well.
Danny, I'm here live on location. Gale force winds. It is absolutely insane. Thanks for having me on the show.
Get out of the porta potty, Ben. It'll blow over. It'll blow over.
Literally.
Not with my dead weight in it, it won't.
All right. So in my hot little hand is a very interesting looking beer.
So this is a beer from Fort Point Brewing Company. They are out of San Francisco. And if you are going into restaurants and bars around Sonoma County, you are seeing their packaging and their handles pop up a lot of places.
Everywhere.
Yeah, they are everywhere. This is sort of surge into the market is not unwarranted. They have some beers. We've reviewed a couple of them on the podcast already that we've liked. We have some beers that they love. I carry them in a couple of restaurants already. So this one is called Westfalia. They call it a Nuremberg inspired red ale. I was trying for the longest time to figure out what in the heck that meant. And it just means that they had a red ale while they were in Germany. And they decided that since they were in Nuremberg, they were going to make a beer that reminded of them that.
Oh,
that's as simple as it gets.
I like it.
You know what, though? The best thing about that is simplicity seems to be the best way with getting beer. There's no need to make this complex. If you have a beer to remind you of where your time there, it's the best tribute you could do.
And you also can drink this and not forget that story.
That's
so
true.
You got that going.
Exactly. That's true. This thing comes in at 5.6%, only 16 IBUs. To go through the AATMF that we like to use on the show, this, looking at the appearance of this thing, it is like a red ale meets a brown ale. It's got this really dark mahogany color.
Funny, it reminds me so much of having, like, you pour it out, it almost looks like Newcastle.
It totally does.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something that you don't see too often anymore on tap around here, but I tell you, when Newcastle was in its heyday, this is exactly what it looked like. It obviously doesn't have that kind of nuttiness that Newcastle had, but it's definitely got the same colorings for sure.
There, as you take a big whiff of this thing, the caramel malt is the first thing I get out of it. Just very, like, it's not super roasty, super nutty like you're talking about, Ben, but there is just, like, just a little bit of toast in it. I think as far as, like, red ales go, sometimes, like, when we have them out here now, we get these Imperial Reds, which always have a lot of, like, hop and bitterness to them. This is a lot sweeter than that, and I think it makes it... It has all the things that I like about a winter warmer without, like, the heavy alcohol burn or, like, the over spiciness. Does that make sense?
Totally makes sense. The spiciness, you know, that allspice, that clove, that those flavors that, you know, really correlate well with the wintertime aren't so obnoxious here. And those you can have a very, very light hand with those, and they can take over a beer very quickly. And that's usually what winter warmers are. They have that just a spiciness to them. And this... Yeah, the aroma on this thing is exactly what Brad had mentioned. You get toastiness. You get a little bit. I can smell the sweetness in this beer, which, you know, it obviously with a 16 IBU beer, you're not going to get a lot of bitterness at all. You're going to get nothing. And that's what this malt bill really does. It builds up that sweetness. It builds it in a way that's just, it's got a really good balance to it. But you can tell that this is, you can definitely smell what you're going to taste. It's very true to form.
One of my favorite things about this beer is how rich the nose is in terms of, like you said, you could smell the sweetness. You expect this to finish really sweet. And I find the carbonation level to really keep it from being, like, overly, like, cloying and rich. I think that's what makes the mouthfeel and the body feel really, like, medium to light. The carbonation level in this, in my opinion, is perfect because it makes me want to go back in for another sip immediately.
I wish it had a little bit more carbonation. I feel like it's almost a little, and this sounds silly by saying it's a little too smooth. It almost has the mouthfeel of a flat beer. It has, to me, a low carbonation level versus something that's overly carbonated, where you're going to be bloated instantly, and you're going to feel it in your belly as soon as you drink it, and you can't drink another beer. This is a nice balance between the two, but I think I would like it to have just a touch more carbonation.
It's always a place that we, like, go to on the podcast too. It's just like, how much carbonation does this thing have? How much more does it want to bring you in? How much more does it cleanse your palate for the next sip? You know, it's a place we always seem to go to.
That's because Ben's thinking about the next one.
Exactly. That's it. Enough of this one. What's in the hopper?
I love it.
Okay, so Westfalia Nuremberg inspired red ale. So around the room, we've decided to give it.
I'm giving it a thumbs middle.
Oh,
just because I'd like to see a little more carbonation out of this. And the red's good. I don't get wrong. The red style is really good, but I feel there's just a little something to be missed with the malt profile in this. It's just not perfectly balanced, but it's still a good beer. I'd still drink it, but it's definitely a thumbs middle.
Thumbs
What's
middle.
The about?
Oh, it's funny. It's thumb, you. I would definitely drink it. It's
all right, but I'll drink it.
Yeah, that's not setting the bar particularly high. We once did a blind taste test on 40-ounce malt liquors on the podcast. So saying that we would drink it is not necessarily it's not necessarily setting the world
it's
off
not
fire
an
for
endorsement
these guys.
Yeah. Necessarily.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give this beer a thumbs up. I love the nose on it. I like the way it finishes. It feels great in this weather as we're kind of moving into some cooler, brisker weathers. It just feels like a beer that's appropriate for the season. I'm going thumb up. I think these guys are doing a great job.
Yeah, I usually like the reds, and this one's sweet, which I like. So I'm going to give it a thumbs up as well. There you go. You can check out this review and others on our website, 977theriver.com. And, of course, check out their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, on Google Play, iTunes, and more. Brad and Ben, thanks for being here.
Cheers.
Thanks, Danny.